This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life. This is Javed Akbari speaking. Well, today we are going to talk about closeness and proximity to Allah, which is the goal of life, of course. And it's the goal of creation. It's the goal for which we have been created by Allah. And if this goal is achieved, a better life and obviously a felicitous and a happy life will be achieved. Every individual is in search of a better life, in search of happiness. And happiness, real happiness, if you look at the works authored by prominent scholars, by prominent mufassirin, exegetes of the Holy Quran, we see that happiness or a happy life is achieved in the afterworld. But this world is also has a role to play. It facilitates a happy life. But we have to make use of this world to achieve that happy life. Because this world is transient. This world is fleeting. And in this temporary world and this transient world, you know, eternal happiness is meaningless. And we cannot achieve it in this world. So we have to understand that eternal happiness or eternal felicity is something that is achieved in the afterworld, because that world is permanent. It is the permanent abode, the permanent realm, and therein we will live forever. So, brothers and sisters, man should make every effort possible to achieve closeness to Allah. There is no doubt that true and sincere iman and closeness to Allah will definitely have its impacts on a person's life. It will have qualitative and quantitative impact on our life. If we have true faith in Allah, if we are sincere and honest in our faithfulness, and then if we get closeness to Allah, then we will live a happy life. Of course, it will have its impacts on our life. Even on our material life, in this world, we will live a happy life. If a person or a society obeys Allah and gets his closeness, gets pleasure, of course, divine pleasure, he will have more and more blessings. He will receive more bounties and blessings from Allah. Let's have a break. We will be back.
Changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. If the people of the towns had believed and guarded against evil, واتقوا, we would certainly have opened up for them blessings from the heaven and the earth. لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. But they rejected. ولكن كذبوا. So we overtook them for what they had earned. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So verse 96 of chapter 7. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said, ask for forgiveness of your Lord. Surely He is the most forgiving. And these are some verses which definitely indicate that if people maintain piety, if the people have true faith, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, and if people have true and sincere faith in Allah, then Allah will shower His blessings on them. يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, He will send down upon you the cloud, pouring down abundance of rain. And He will help you with wealth and sons, and make for you gardens, and make for you rivers. And these are verses of the Holy Quran which clearly indicate and which clearly suggest that if we have true faith and belief in Allah, then Allah will shower His abundance and blessings upon us. And of course, this is all about material blessings, which are the results of faith and closeness to Allah. Abundance comes when a society or an individual truly believes in Allah. Iman and sincere belief in Allah will definitely have social effects as well. Those verses which I recited deal with material blessings. But what about social blessings, social effects? If a society obeys Allah and follows His laws, the divine laws, there will be no oppression. Every person will have the opportunity to have a comfortable life and to enjoy the results and the benefits of his activities. God says in verse 25 of chapter 57, that certainly we sent our apostles with clear arguments. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رَسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, with clear arguments, and sent down with them the book. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ, that men may conduct themselves with equity. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسِ بِالْقِسْطِ. The book of God and the signs, God's apostles, the messengers, were sent down only to help us live balanced life, live with justice and equity and equality.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
One of the aims of the prophethood is to establish social justice, qist. In such societies, of course, people can be comfortable and they can easily perform their religious duties and reach divine pleasure. There is no doubt about it. And of course, taqwa, iman, piety, God consciousness and belief in Allah help us achieve perfection, help us achieve, you know, closeness to Allah. And obstacles in the process of self-improvement are removed, you know. The freedom from obstacles is one of the effects of iman, true iman, of closeness to Allah and achieving perfection. And of course, to be religious means to be devoted to Allah and divine values, of course. And when you are devoted to Allah and when you are dedicated, then of course, obstacles and the process of self-improvement will be removed. So definitely, freedom from obstacles means that we should be free from false gods in the society. We should be free from bad habits, from bad customs, and from bad social norms and laws and superstitions. We have to get rid of these things. And of course, in the Holy Quran, we find verses that one of the jobs and one of the works, or maybe one of the purposes for which God sent prophets to humanity is to free them, is to free people from bad habits, to free people from superstitions and from ugly behaviors, ugly things. And it's only in the absence of such things, it's only by getting rid of superstitions and false beliefs and false gods that man can achieve perfection, and then he can achieve closeness to Allah, which is of course the ultimate goal for which a man has been created. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.